Today we're going to look at a scripture that is a word that is throughout all of the Bible, over and over again. It's about this tree that's rightly planted. It exists not only in Jeremiah 17, it exists in Psalm 1, it exists throughout the Psalms, it exists in other places, where it talks about this tree that is rightly planted. So listen to these words from Jeremiah the 17th chapter, starting in verse 5. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. Some of you may not be aware that both Deanne and I have degrees in forestry. You know I went to Virginia Tech because I don't think I'll let you forget that one. But we both have degrees in forestry and have studied about trees all of our lives. I spent the majority of my teenage years in the Boy Scouts out in the midst of the woods, learning and taking in how nature works and how nature interacts. And I said, you know, I don't want to be in an office all my life. I want to be out amongst what God has created and be able to see that. And then we had these wonderful forestry labs that's called Cruising Timber. And for those of you that have never cruised timber, you either like it or you hate it. What it involves is you walk X number of feet and you stop and you take a plot around you and you count the trees that are of a certain size and then you estimate the board foot that's there and then you walk a little bit further and you stop again and do it one more time. It seems like to me you're never getting anywhere. You're always stopping and you're counting trees. And I found out I don't like to count trees. Or I found out maybe I couldn't count. I don't know which one it was. But it was not my favorite thing. But you see, there's so much more about trees than what we pay attention to sometimes. Do you realize that 2/3 of the tree is underground? 2/3 of the tree is underground. What we see is only a third of the tree. That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible to think about. The roots of a tree spread so far and so wide and so deep. If you were to transplant a tree the size of the one that's in this picture, you would have a tremendous hole. If you're going to transplant this from one place to the other, because you disturb those roots and it disturbs the tree itself, and most likely it will die. You see, roots need not only nourishment, but they need that moisture. This scripture, along with many other ones, tells us that there's only two ways of life. It tells us that there's only two ways of life. We try to pretend all that we can that there's a whole lot more, but there's only two ways. There are only two ways of life. And the very first way that this scripture talks about is it says that you can walk with your trust in the ways of men. You can walk with your trust in the ways of men. Which means that you understand what's going on in the midst of life from a human perspective. And you try to pattern your life after those ways. And the sad thing is this scripture says that if you pattern your life after the ways of man, that you are cursed. It says that you are cursed. And see, there's many people in our world that study how humans have done things and how humans interact and how humans do things, and they try to pattern their life after that. And you can go and get you a self-help book that you want, any book that you want, and it'll tell you how to do this and what the wisdom of humanity is and how you walk in man's ways. You can go and get you an autobiography or a biography on a famous person. And you can try to pattern your life after them that you might be more like them most of the time with the prosperity that they have. Let someone like Bill Gates write a book on "Here's How I Made It So Successful." I remember a number of years ago, there was a man that wrote a book about how he successfully ran one of the auto plants and brought it back to life again. Some of you are probably picturing the cover of that book right now, aren't you? And people got that and studied that and looked at that and said that if Lee can do this, I can do it too. You see, people want to find out how things interact. But I want you to notice what this scripture says about the people that walk this way. Cursed is the one who trusts in man and who draws strength from mere flesh. And in verse 6 it says, this person will be like a bush in the wastelands. And then here's what really stands out to me. They will not see prosperity when it comes. Doesn't that seem awful ironic? I'm going to get that person's book because they are going to explain to me how I can be as prosperous as them by following their ways and following the ways of man. And our scripture says they'll miss prosperity altogether. They won't even see it. So you can walk with your trust in the ways of man. The second thing that this scripture explains to us is the second way that you can walk is you can place your full confidence in God as you walk. You can place your full confidence in God as you walk, as opposed to your confidence and your trust in humanity. You can look to God for wisdom and insight. You can look to God for bringing an idea about how to do things. You can see what God's doing in the midst of the world, and you can pattern your life after how God is doing things. If nothing else, we have the great and wonderful example of Jesus Christ. And we have four Gospels that were preserved that we might look into them and see how Jesus lived in the midst of this world, how he interacted with people, how he encouraged people to look up to God, how he helped people, how he healed people, how he brought wisdom and insight and understanding to so many things. If nothing else, especially to our scriptures. Because he says over and over again a number of times Well, you have heard it said, doesn't he? And you understand it this way. Let me explain to you how God wants you to understand it. And he brings a fullness and a deepness of understanding that is, whoa, I didn't think about it that way. And the one that's coming to my mind right now that he says this, that should be a shock to us, but I know it's not because many people don't live by it. He said, you have heard it said that you should not kill. Okay, easy one. Got that one down. He said, but do you know what it really means? Do you understand the fullness of what that means? And he says to talk about anybody in a bad way is like killing them. Whoa. To talk about anybody in a bad way is like killing them. He likens the two things together. Maybe we do need to step back and see what God has to say. To talk about people in politics in a bad way is the same as killing them. Now, does that hit a little bit closer to home? I think that's what Jesus would say. To talk about your neighbor, oh, everybody's got good neighbors here, right? So I don't need to do that one. You see, there's the wisdom of humanity, and there's the wisdom of God. Now, here's the problem I have found with most Christians. There is no in-between way. You walk one way or the other. There is no in-between way. Scripture says there's either you walk in God's wisdom and God's insight and God's understanding, and you're like a tree that is planted by the waters that sends its roots out far and wide, and it does not be concerned when there seems to be not a whole lot of water. Or you can walk the way of humanity and put your trust all in that. There is no way in between. In our society nowadays, people are trying to make dozens of ways in between. Dozens. I'm amazed. I am absolutely amazed how many ways people are trying to make in between these two ways. And our scripture says over and over again, there's only two. There's only two. Psalm 1, you can go and read that. It speaks exactly the same way. There's a tree beside the waters, and there's one that grows in the wastelands. There's no way in between. And the sorry thing I've seen with a lot of Christians is they make up this way in between. And they make up this way in between to say that when it's convenient, I want to be planted here. And I want to be right here growing great and wonderful and green. And no matter how much water or how little water there is, I want to be growing magnificent and beautiful and wonderful. But Pastor, during the week, I got to be like other people as I work at work. Because if I'm not like other people, they'll take advantage of me. And I have to live in the wisdom of humanity during the week while I work. Otherwise, people will take advantage of me, and I won't have a beautiful, wonderful tree on the weekends. Folks, you got to live one way or the other. Remember how much of the tree I told you I was underground? Little test. I want to see if you were awake before. How much is underneath? Wow, there's a lot more people awake. 2/3 of the tree is under the ground. So during the weekend, Pastor, I'm going to plant my tree right here in God's kingdom and in a way that it grows and continues to flourish, and I'm going to dig it up. I'm going to dig it up, and I'm going to put it in a hole over here the rest of the week. And when it comes the weekend again, I'm going to dig it up. Go home and experiment with that. Go home and experiment with that and see how well it works. Pick one of the trees in your yard and just move it to another hole next week. And the week after that, dig it up again and move it back to the first hole. I know some of you are going, I done did that already. It's back in the first hole this week. You can come see. Folks, trees don't survive that way. Flowers might, but trees don't. Matter of fact, I know that flowers do. My wife's sitting back there going, I don't do it every week. But there is flower migration time in our yard every year. My youngest son and I used to laugh about that. Oh, the seasons are changing. The flowers are migrating. She loves to design wonderful flower beds because I love flowers and she does too. And we like to have our flowers outside. But folks, trees don't work that way. There's too much of a root system. There's too much going on underneath the ground for you to dig it up all the time and move it to another place. The same is true of the Christian life. If you're going to dig yourself up from your foundation and you're going to plant yourself somewhere else because, Pastor, that's the way I've got to act during the week in order to make it at my job, I've got to be like everybody else. And I've got to act like them because they're a bunch of cutthroats. And if I don't do that, they will take advantage of me. I'm going to tell you right now, your tree's not going to prosper. And where you're really planted all the time is right here in the wasteland. You're fooling yourself and thinking that you're digging the tree up and planting it in the good land during a certain time of your life and moving it back to the wasteland. There's only two ways. You walk one way or the other. There is no in-between. Or shall we make it, I'll make it three ways for those of you that need three. We'll make it simple. Growing in God's land, growing the way that God wants us to, planted by the waters like an incredible tree. Or I live over here in the wasteland, or I live over here in the in-between. If you want to call the in-between something, it's right here. There's only two ways. No matter what you want to call this way, there's only two ways. And what I want to let you know is that God understands where your heart is planted and rewards accordingly, the scripture says. Listen to this verse again, these two verses. It says, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. Who can understand the heart, the scripture says? Who can get a hold of it? And it says only God can. And God pays attention whether you're planted here in the wasteland or whether you're planted here in the land that where the tree flourishes, and God rewards accordingly. So here's what I'm going to leave you with. Do you need a heart transplant? Are you planted in the wrong place and you need a heart transplant? Let us pray. Lord, it is difficult. It is not an easy thing to live the Christian life. There are so many things in the midst of our world that can grab a hold of us. So many things that we want more than everything else. But the truth is that we need to want a relationship with you more than anything else in life. We need to know what it means to be planted by the streams of life. We need to know what it's like to flourish. And Lord, we pray that you would show us the areas of our lives that need to be transplanted, that we could stop fooling ourselves of living in two different worlds, and that we could fully live in your world in a way that we would know prosperity, happiness, joy, peace, comfort, grace, mercy. For Lord, that only happens when we're standing upon the foundation of Jesus Christ and sinking our roots deep in the waters of life that you bring. Please guide us to move in the right direction. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.